Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Sounds like the law's coming, Tim.
It does.
Is that a fire truck? I think it sounds like both. It means Dwayne Johnson's nearby.
There we do.
Pro Mill, welcome to Pro Mill. Watch it make you all say, you'll be glad you didn't stay.
That was not paid for by the Visit Pro Mill Travel Commission.
No, it was not.
I've never heard more of a shoot in my life.
Oh my God.
That's all IPD was here was Pro Mill. It should have been their own episode.
Play it again.
It's Cedar Lane Road.
I mean, the first part, obviously, we can talk over. And I did talk over the first part because I didn't know when Dan was going to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Dan from Columbia.
Always.
This is about the Mill Village, Jimmy, from which we grew up.
Yes.
Here it goes.
Welcome to Coal Mill. We got drugs and crime. We are the birthplace of Madman and Nine. Better hope you don't get mugged. If you cope like Nine did, you'll just have to eat. Pro Mill, welcome to Pro Mill. Watch it make you all say, you'll be glad you didn't stay.
See, at the end, you know, actually would have went, like that.
Yeah.
They should have went, dun, 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 drugs.
Drugs.
It would have been the way to go.
Well, it's going to be a new Pro Mill soon, so it won't be the one you remember when gentrification hits.
What will they change the name to? Like, what will its Cherrydale name be? You know, San Susie to Cherrydale.
That's a good question.
They should work back in Village, because that sounds so cool, but I guess it also sounds like a retirement home.
Po Village.
Po Village.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they every town has some, like, uppity frou-frou gentrified section is called a village.
Yeah.
And every, started, I believe, in New York.
And every mill that's still standing is either a skate park or a loft apartment or whatever.
Yeah. If it burned down, it's a skate park. If it didn't burn down, now it's really expensive lofts.
Well, they turned Crestview Apartments into lofts.
That'd probably be a skate park.
You go stay at the Sands Resort.
One or the other.
The what?
The Sands Resort.
The San Susie Resort.
All right. The points that's going to be.
I stay at Best Way Suites, man.
Oh, Lord. Anytime I mention San Susie's, people are like, where is that? In California? I'm like, no, it's Cherrydale.
Yeah.
It used to be called Cherrydale. We got a brand new, not a brand new game. I mean, it's going to be new live and all that, but it's a rematch of yesterday's What the Flick horror movie edition.
Horror.
Because the guy Fatboy got stuck with, I don't think the guy's seen movies, let alone horror ones.
Yeah.
Is one of the answers, or one of the things was like, you know, whatever this, whatever that. Jason. Like, you're supposed to say the movie title, first of all. And it was just, so we said we'll do a rematch. Paige obviously won that one for her P1 to go to ZMAX this weekend.
With 1 point. I don't think my contestant can legally live by himself.
Well, he shouldn't be allowed to.
Kind of mean, don't you think?
He might be wearing a helmet to work.
It's funny you say that, Paige, yeah. Which was my afternoon yesterday. But I kind of embraced it, all the gym teacher jokes, all the lesbian jokes, all the jokes about Does he have bedroom eyes or bathroom eyes? I can't tell. Some fun little anecdotal little comments on my pigskin punishment yesterday.
And, of course, you had all the really fun stuff about Buzz from Home Alone and Donkey Lips from Salute Your Shorts and Kenny Powers.
Jonah Hill's dad? Like, I don't know what he looks like other than they're saying like an older Jonah Hill, but I was only oh, my God. Yeah, so Billy Ray Syrup is now taking on a new thing. P1's changed his name to P1 Billy Ray Syrup and says, I want to hear a parody song called Oh My Achy Breaky Shorts.
Oh, my God.
We can work on that.
Get on it, Don.
That's terrible.
Lord have mercy. O'Dole Rules, several people.
I saw a bunch of O'Dole Rules, too, man.
I don't get that
O'Dole
one.
From?
O'Dole Sleep from Fight? Billy Madison.
Oh, okay.
O'Dole Rules.
Where they're all driving in the car and they run over the banana peel and go off a cliff.
Salute Your Shorts, Buzz from Home Alone. I love the one that said the daughter from European Vacation.
Audrey.
Yeah. Audrey from Pig and a Poke. I mean, absolutely that one. And what's great about this, some people are saying it's the best punishment so far this season, and it was the one with least work for anybody. I didn't have to move. Jimmy had to use his Google fingers on the phone getting the text from Caitlin, and it was easy. So I think more of these.
Yeah, that was an easy one for me as well. But man, the payoff was there, revealing Matt Mann's eighth grade picture, which you can still see Instagram at the Rise Guys, Twitter at the Rise Guys, Facebook.com/Rise Guys.
Mr. Steal Your Lunch.
Yeah.
Mullet Man.
I'm going to post it again on my Snap at NINE from TRG if you want to look at it on there again. Mullet
Man. You better owe me a happy birthday shout out in a few days. And then also, I'm getting tagged in people's pictures that they're showing their mullets back then. Although, it wasn't a mullet in that it was, because I couldn't grow it straight down the mullet. It would always curl up. So It looked like, truthfully, it looked like I had two rat tails.
Yes.
If I'm being honest, and I am. But the reason why this can't happen is Fatboy lives such a guarded life. Truly. I was telling somebody at works here the other day. They said, you guys ever get together outside of work? I said, I've never stood foot or seen the outside of where Fatboy's ever lived in my whole life.
Yeah.
I've only been in Paige's house twice. One time when she was here.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's more fun that way.
I wanted to get the private tour. And of course, Nine and I, you know, closer, but I don't, anything that would come from Fatboy's embarrassing photo world would have to come from him. Mm-hmm. Nine, you've said before, you've lost a bunch of pictures in various moves and explosions.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, there was, I had some. Most of my childhood stuff is gone at this point. And by most of, I mean damn near every scrap of memento or anything from me being a kid is just no longer with us.
We should find a lookalike kid and recreate those for Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. It's you kind of wish you had some of that stuff. I mean, I haven't seen this in like 20 years probably, maybe longer than that. But there was a great embarrassing photo of me. And it was one of those commemorative ones you get from the Dixie Stampede back in the day, back before it was
with the folder.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
We got one.
I may remember.
It's just me, like little, like 6-7-year-old fat kid, and my dad over there, standing there looking like he wants a cigarette real bad, and just looking, you know, awkward like old Southern men did in photos,
holding a boot mug.
Yeah, we're all holding boot mugs, obviously, and then we're with one of the showgirls. At the at Dixie Stampede, posing for a photo.
I never knew that was available.
The reason it's so embarrassing is because I'm like, I said 6 or 7, might have been more like 7 or 8, but just, man, I'm like, my face was redder than Wolfpack Stings. Like, oh, I look like somebody just like covered me in blood or paint.
Paige,
or anything
like,
red.
Do you see the red in the planet logo right there behind your head? That's the color of Wolfpack Sting.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, wow, like tomato red.
The rest of
you. Yeah, man. Tomato face. I was blushing hard. I guess I was so embarrassed to be, for the first time in my life, taking a picture with a girl.
And was she holding you?
No, I was just standing there.
Could
she
have held you?
I don't know why I was so embarrassed.
I don't know. Like, were you heavy as a younger boy, Jimmy?
I was pretty heavy by that point.
I was
always
fat.
You know, that point, like, my mom would bring home 2 Whoppers for me to eat for lunch. So I was getting fat as blank.
Wish she would now. Was she hot, or was she like kind of like Gatlinburg, kind of motherly good looking.
Looking back, she was kind of like, I mean, she was good looking, but not like super hot.
Oh, man. Paige, contact Dolly. I know you're friends with her. She's your mentor. Ask her if they keep some archives, I think they're called, of those photos, archives.
Since this was the early 90s, I will break it down for you. She was rolling up in her boyfriend's busted old T-tops Trans Am to Cowboys Nightlife hot.
Oh, man.
She was that kind of hot. She was cute, but not like model hot. She was like Cedar Lane Road hot back in the early 90s version.
She's had perms before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Peroxide hair and all that. You know, it's just back then that's how it was.
Who that's probably not one that you, like when you moved out, Jimmy, or whatever happened, that's probably not one you would have taken. So there's a chance that your mother may still.
No, she don't have any of that stuff, man. She don't have any of it.
Damn.
Yeah, most of it was lost because there was that time period from like 16 to adulthood where, you know, we were kind of like homeless. I lived with my aunt for most of it, but at one point we were in fact homeless looking back on it.
I didn't know that.
You talking about with Aunt Fanny?
Well, yeah, before we got there, we lived with her because we had
we called her Aunt Funny.
Because her mom was out of work. Penniless, had nowhere else to go, so we had to, you know, we moved in with my 70-something-year-old aunt.
Son of a gun.
She's damn near 80 at that point.
I remember you telling me that y'all stayed there so Moose could help take care of Aunt Funny, Fanny.
Yeah, Aunt Fanny took care of Moose and me.
Was this when you were in Georgia?
No, that was later. That was later.
Okay, I didn't know if it was ever like a situation where you have exactly zero money, and then like, we can't even get here.
No, that was Butner, North Carolina. We were stuck in Butner, North Carolina, where there's a park and a prison and a couple gas stations that there was back then.
Wow.
I was like 16, 15, 16,
something
like that.
Did you get lost going to Ghost Town?
No. My mom had been working in D.C., and she lost that job up there. But when she lost it, it's like penniless. So we're stuck, like, empty gas tank and no money in Butner, North Carolina, and she was waiting on a check to go in for like $75, which was gas money and food money to get back the rest of the way home. But we're sitting there waiting for midnight, and somebody's card got stuck in the ATM.
Oh, no.
And then
man.
It spit it out, and that was the
they
gas.
They must have had curb feelers.
That was the gas that night.
Somebody else's card?
Yeah.
Louise, I never realized any of that.
This is awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's right. I didn't mean to derail it. All these suppressed memories come back at once, you know?
That's awesome.
But to call it homeless sounds like you were on the streets. Like, you had somewhere to go.
Well, yeah, once we got back, we did have a place to go, yeah. But it wasn't, like, home. I was sleeping in, the bed Mr. Lewis died in.
Oh, no.
In fact, I've been homeless before. I had to go live with Mary for those 3 weeks, you may remember. I had to go live with my mother. Hey, Mama.
You can't have your room back. The sewing room. It's my puzzle room.
I actually went and stayed in a homeless shelter for one of those weeks. I told her the apartment was ready. I just wanted to get out.
Yeah.
I'll be dead lame.
Yeah.
Wow, Jimmy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail that. But like, just all that came back from like the recesses of my memory when we started talking about Dixie Stampede pick.
So when all that was going, yeah, because this is crazy to me. So all that was going on, and that's when you and I met right there. With, you know, during the wrestling days.
Yeah, when we met, Matt was like the tail end of childhood stability.
Eddie was still with us.
Yeah, and then the rails came off time he got lost his leg and got real sick.
I remember I never forget that time when you lived in Berea and I pulled up and he never left the porch. Like, I'm a 26-year-old guy picking up your 14-year-old son to go to wrestling in North Carolina, and he just waved to me.
Oh, yeah.
He threw up a couple of fingers. I said, what's up?
We're going to watch wrestling.
Boys.
You here to take the kid? All right.
Good luck.
About time he had a friend.
You going to feed him? All right.
The time has come for the rematch to settle all rematches. What the Flick, horror movie edition. Your chance to pick up tickets to Z-Max in the big race going on Saturday, the K race. What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Maybe that's the way you win the tickets.
Let me look.
No. I just think that there's a lot of people out there that really, really want these tickets. Like, to me,
NTK cutting tools, man.
That's what I thought. To me, it's like, oh, drag racing. But to, man, People love this. So if you want these tickets, we got you. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I will tell you that if you call in and you've not seen more than like three horror movies, we likely will hang up on you. You got to know horror movies because this is what the flick, this is where the masters play.
Oh, really?
Also in Augusta, Georgia. More right after this. Morning, everybody.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rocks. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:30. We got to get a What the Flick theme song.
We do,
because
man.
We play it so much and everybody likes it and it turns, gets feuds started. And
come on, Dan.
War of Words.
In Columbia.
Dan in Columbia.
Or Sandy in Columbia.
Either one of you. We or local bands.
Yep.
Let's make a What the Flick song.
Yeah.
Theme song. So What the Flick. It's a fun game. You're playing a game with someone. Likely, it'll be someone on the phone here in a moment. Paige and Fatboy are playing. They'll get paired up with a P1. Nine, they have five movies in front of them, and both Paige and Fatboy will try to describe that movie to their teammate,
yep,
trying to describe it in five words or less.
We're going to do the example?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. You want me to give one to you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
A hard one.
I'll give you an example. Let me make sure it isn't on the list.
Okay. And these are all horror movies. You have to look, I was in speech therapy in first grade. I can't say horror.
Yeah.
I can't say horror. How do you say it?
Horror. Horror. Horror.
Horror. If you think about it, you definitely don't say it right.
No. Mm-mm.
Say it, Paige.
Horror.
Horror.
Say it, Fatboy.
Horror.
H-A-R-O.
Horror group, Keller Williams Historic District. Okay.
List right. With horror.com.
Good job, Fatboy.
That was great. Did a good job.
That was solid. That was flow.
Did a good job.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you one that isn't on either list.
Okay.
Possessed.
Need another word.
Vomit.
Vomit? God, I see it. I see the spinny head. God bless. Why am I having this moment? The guy standing there under the street light, getting ready to go into the house.
When you
am
get
I thinking
the next
of the
clue.
Right movie?
Yeah.
Give me the next clue.
Crucifix.
Oh, good Lord. I see it.
Yeah. Bed.
I know what the movie is. I just can't think. Give me the initials for the movie.
T-E.
Can I give you the first word?
Oh, The Exorcist. See? That was not any...
That wasn't a bit.
That was not bull-ass just now.
Really?
Like, when you get, I promise you, when you get bull in that blank. Moment...
That was horse blank.
It gets hard to, like, think straight.
Yeah.
You start Crucifix thinking cool. Bisexually. No, I'm thinking straight, like, you know, clearly thinking.
I was mouthing the one scene to Fatboy, and he was over there dying, laughing at me.
I was like, that's going to be the next
I
clue.
I saw it. I even knew the movie poster was the priest standing under the streetlight and going in there, the old spinny head throwing up everywhere, girl.
I didn't have enough clues because the crucifix scene's three words over and over again.
I remember later on in my teenage years, I saw her naked in a movie. The lady that played spinny
Linda
head.
Blair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's been naked in a bunch of movies,
man.
She's in one of the Caged Heat movies, which is just women in prison being naked together.
My brother liked Linda Blair.
Yeah, okay. She had nice parts on her when she grew up.
Okay, yes. So we're on time. We're getting ready not to be. So let's go ahead and announce that Fatboy is paired with Brett. Fatboy, did you put him through any kind of litmus test so you didn't get stuck with another stinker?
Yeah, I said, you know horror movies? He's like, yeah, I know a little.
I know horror movies.
I'll hold you to it.
All right, Paige is with P1 Shakespeare.
Come on.
Fatboy, since you got handed such a bad hand of cards yesterday during this game, do you want to go first or second?
I'm going to defer to the second half.
He'll go second. Okay. That means we'll say hello to P1 Shakespeare. Sir William, good morning.
Good morning.
How it is? You're paired with Paige.
Doing good.
Paige did well at this game yesterday. I mean, she won with one point. I mean, she won on the first word.
Yeah.
So you want to go to Z-Max, don't you?
I did.
You want to go to the drag race.
Can't wait.
Paige, oh, gosh. Now I'm nervous.
This is not timed.
Oh, okay.
Five words to describe the horror movie.
All right.
Without using words in the title, character names, or people's names in the movie.
Now, this could put Fatboy at a disadvantage unless P1 Shakespeare is about an ugly stick.
About what?
About the ugly stick.
Oh, I see.
Fishing pole.
I got you. All right. Paige, begin whenever you're ready with the first one-word clue. Remember Shakespeare. If you don't know it, you can ask for another word, up to five words. The quicker you get it, the more points you get. Here we go.
You ready?
Let's get it, Paige.
All right, here we go. First clue. Bloody. Next clue, prom.
What was the second word again?
Prom.
Bloody prom.
Probably time for another clue.
Mother.
Okay, can I just call it out?
Yeah,
whatever
you
want. The name.
Is it Carrie?
It is Carrie. Okay. Movie 2, Paige. All right. Ready.
All right, here we go. Number 2, dead. People.
You can scream the movie at any point. Remember, the faster you get it, the more points you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, repeat the clues, please.
Okay, first clue, dead. Second clue, people. Third clue, child.
Oh, you got it today.
Psychiatrist.
People, child, psychiatrist. What was the first clue again?
Dead. Second clue,
dead.
People. Next clue, child. And then psychiatrist.
Got one clue to go.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
It
may be easy. I'm just missing it.
For people. Okay.
All
you got
right.
Another clue on that one, Paige?
Ghost?
Oh, man.
Okay, we move on to movie 3. No points.
All right.
We're ready.
Video, first clue.
Video.
Second clue, curse. Third clue, circle.
The ring.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. You ready for your next one?
You didn't know the other one?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. First clue, flock.
Flock, fat boy, flock.
Second clue, attack. Third clue, blonde. Fourth clue, California.
Oh, man.
Fifth clue, Alfred. Okay.
We move on to movie 5.
Movie 5.
Yeah.
This is not on you, sir. Don't feel bad.
I don't know. Is it okay to say the director's name?
I'm
going to give all the easy ones to Fat Boy.
All right, movie 5. Here we go.
Okay. First clue, box.
Damn it, Fat Boy.
Second clue, portal. And third clue, Hades. Next clue, spikes.
All right, now it is on you, sir.
I'm racking my brain trying to figure this one out.
It must not take long.
Four clues. Got one to go.
Last clue.
Head.
Man. Hey, I'll give us the tough ones.
Oh, but nah, sure. Man. Okay, hold on. Okay.
I'm not great at this.
No,
game,
Paige, the one of them you likely botched, but okay, Everybody in the world, I think, knew that last one right there. Go through the clues real quick, Paige, the ones that you said for movie number five. We'll work back up.
Okay, I did. Box.
Okay, I didn't have it on that.
Portal.
Somewhat, I was thinking of three different movies.
Hades.
That nailed it for me.
I got on the second one.
What's Hades a synonym for? Hell.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but no. Even then you didn't know.
And
then
I had
spikes, about Haiti.
And then I had...
There's only one Haiti, not Hades.
I couldn't think of, you know, the things coming.
You couldn't have said pen or...
No.
You could have said...
And then head.
You could have said nails. But either way, okay. And then the fourth one, that's the one I think Nine and I agree that on your last word you said Alfred. You should have went with Hitchcock. But even then, I don't know if it would have helped old dude there.
I don't know if I could say that. I don't know. You Alfred was kind of vague.
He wasn't in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, The Birds, a Hitchcock classic. Yeah. I watched it with my grandma, Tippi Hedren. Not my grandma was Tippi Hedren. She was in the movie.
Yeah, she was.
The Ring, he got somehow, some way.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Sixth Sense, here's what I would have done on that one. I see dead people. That's four words. It's at least not, you know, not five.
You could have said the title. He wouldn't have got it.
That's true.
And then the first one, Carrie. So... we won't reveal the points yet to keep some integrity into the game, but we will talk to Fat Boy's teammate. That's Brett, two T's. Hey, Brett.
Did we covered all the ones.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, doing well, sir. What, Jimmy?
We covered all the ones he didn't get, right? I just want to make sure we do.
Yeah, we went through five, okay, four, good. Three, two, one.
Good.
Blast off. All right. You got your work cut out for you, Brett, maybe. Who knows? You familiar with horror movies?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
All right, Fat Boy, you know how to play the game. Brett knows how to play a game. Let's play
Bert.
What the Flick.
Bert.
It's Brett.
Okay.
Brett.
First clue.
You're dyslexic.
TV. Portal.
Poltergeist.
Yes. Scientist. Insect.
The Fly?
Yes. Hell yeah. Okay.
Fat Boy's so genuinely excited.
I got a good one.
Hell yeah.
Doll.
Annabelle.
Killer. Possessed. Knife.
Child's Play.
Yes.
Should have got that earlier.
This one might be tough. Cheat. Death.
Final Destination?
Yes.
Damn.
I love you, Bert. Church.
It's Brett.
Cheat Death.
You're dyslexic, I think.
He got it off Cheat Death. That was good. That was some good play in there.
Church. Basement. Monster?
The Nun?
No.
That was a good movie, though.
Peepers.
Oh.
Paper's good clue.
Oh, man. You just went match game on that. That's good.
Scary.
Scary? Really?
Scary? It's horror movies.
I was church, basement, monster, peepers, scary.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure on that one.
I would have said siblings.
Oh, man.
That was it. We got the other one.
I went on freaking Instagram Live because Fat Boy was killing it, and he was over there like doing the Tiger Woods Masters
yes!
win fist, you know? And then he just, give us a good fist, Fat Boy, before I tune out of this thing. Here we go. All right.
You can't do that on Facebook or Instagram.
I know. How are we going to view it?
Okay. So, nine review. That was the list you supplied. Review, and then we'll go with the points, and we'll announce who won.
Yeah, the first movie there was Poltergeist, which Brett got right off two clues. Second movie, The Fly. Brett got that right off two clues. Third movie, Child's Play. Took him four clues to get that one.
Chucky.
Fourth movie, Final Destination, got that off two clues. And then the one he missed at the end, I want to see if the text line got it. Text line blowing up with Jeepers Creepers.
Fat Boy, that was smart. You said Peepers.
Yeah.
That's the song at the end.
Yes, that was really, really good.
And look it up.
So, with a score
of 14-6.
Oh.
The winner is Fat Boy.
Fat Boy!
And Brett.
Good job. It's Bert.
Brett.
Congratulations.
Good job, Brent.
Congratulations. Sorry to P1 Shakespeare. I think
I tried.
Paige, it was primarily his fault, I'll be honest with him. But Brett, you did it. Let's make it official if we can. The legend himself, Stink Martindale. Stink.
Well, congratulations, Brett. You're going to the NTK NHRA Carolina Nationals at ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte this Saturday.
Bring your parachutes. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, sir. It turns out it's better. We were both wrong. His name is better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. That was What the Flick. We're going to take a break. We'll have more of those tickets throughout the rest of the week.
Yay.
Fat Boy feels great.
I feel vindicated, man. The guy yesterday was brain dead.
You know, just like what happens in wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Best of three tomorrow.
Yeah. Here comes P1 Shakespeare behind you with a steel chair.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody. Have a
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Talk by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
And now, TBT on TRG.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Mr. Johnson, please.
That's me.
Hi, Mr. Johnson. My name's Bruce Benedict. I'm calling you from HOA today.
Okay. Did I forget to pay my fee? What's the...
No, you're in here.
What can I do for you, Bruce?
You are in pretty good standing, sir. I don't want you to be concerned, Mr. Johnson. We've gotten a couple of calls this month about you, and we wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay, regarding what?
It seems you are in violation of one of our policies. It seems the Halloween decorations this year, the inflatables we've heard about, the animatronics. It seems your neighbors think you've maybe gone a bit overboard.
Really, I agree with that.
If you look at the guidelines, you'll see that you are in fact in violation. I know it's your holiday spirit, but you are in violation.
If it's okay, so can you explain specifically what I mean? Like, I've had a lot of decorations up in years past, and no one said a thing, so I don't know what the problem is this year.
Look, I called. My name is Richard Lips. I just moved to the empty house three doors down. We haven't got a chance to meet yet, but I did notice when I was moving that you got a lot of in your yard, man, and it looks pretty gaudy, so I called the HOA.
Okay, well, first of all, whether it looks gaudy or not, it's none of your business. Secondly, you don't need to go ahead and start talking to me like that. We don't even know each other.
No, there's no need for language,
and
Mr.
I don't
Lips.
Appreciate... Yeah, I don't appreciate that kind of language from a guy I haven't even met yet. I mean, and gaudy or not, it's not your concern. I mean, it's not a fire hazard. Nothing's wrong. I don't see what the problem is.
Pardon? Gaudy becomes everyone's concern in the neighborhood. With the HOA, you understand that we are interested in maintaining values, maintaining appearances, and we've heard from Mr. Lips as well as a couple other people on your street. I won't name them, but they've said anonymously they think it is an eyesore. Your house is ugly. And they don't like living across the street from the Munsters.
It is, let's be honest.
You know what? No, go ahead.
You got too much in your yard. If you spend all your time blowing up at us as you do blowing up crap in your front yard, we're going to be on the phone for 2 days.
Again, Mr. Lips, no need for language.
Sorry.
Just you know what? No, no one has. Years past, I've had at least as much decoration, and no one said anything. So I don't see why this year is any different, first of all. And secondly, none of what I have up is offensive. I don't go around to people's house at Christmas complaining about their Christmas decorations. I don't see why, because I enjoy Halloween, what the problem is.
Oh, pardon, sir. It says here on my notes there's an animatronic Jason Voorhees with a machete. That could be offensive to that scare children. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
There's kids in this neighborhood. Kid, what are you trying to do? Scare them all away?
Damn it!
Why don't you watch your damn mouth? All right, you don't need to talk to me like that. I don't know you. You don't know me. So don't be running your mouth like that already. Okay?
Why does a grown man love Halloween so much? Hell, it's not Hanukkah. There's no real reason to celebrate.
You know what? I'm not a religious person. I enjoy Halloween, okay? And I it's the one holiday a year I enjoy. I get into the spirit of it. I don't see what the problem is, and I don't appreciate you badgering me because I decorate my house.
So you're a devil worshiper is what you're saying. You don't go to church, but you love Halloween.
I'm not a devil worshiper. It doesn't matter. Whatever I worship is none of your damn business anyway.
What are you sacrificing? Goats? You sacrificing goats in your basement, you sick
jackass? I'm not, all right? I'm not a sick either, all right? Watch your mouth.
You guys have to calm down here. Look. Mr. Johnson, there is a violation.
Also, you know what? I need to calm down. You're the one that called me and started offending me and running your mouth to me over decorations that are none of your concern.
I think you should have to make a move, HOA guy. Make him move out now.
Well, the move is, Mr. Johnson, if you refuse to listen.
You've lived here for 3 days. I've been here for 10 years. I don't know. You're the one that needs to get out.
I don't have a ton of in the yard.
If you refuse to listen, the fines are coming, and the fines for the HOA are going to be $300 a day for every day you don't clean the mess up.
Plus, I'm
$300. Are you out of your mind? $300 a day. You don't find that. I mean, like, you know, I'll bet you anything, this jackass on the phone is going to have a rusted out car in his front yard before we know it. And so, why don't you start finding him for that now?
Well,
$300 a day is insane.
When he does that, we'll fine him.
On top of the fines, I'm going to come beat your ass. How about that?
You want to bring it on? Come on over. I'm home right now, ass.
Are you hiding
over here? Let's do this.
Are you hiding behind the 30 pumpkins you got blown up in your yard?
No, I'm not hiding. You know what? I'll come right out in front and wait for you.
If I got a rusted out car in the front, your wife's going to be in the back seat naked.
You know what, you mother? All right. You know what? What's your address? You three houses down.
I live three houses down.
The empty one there. All right. All right. Wait till this phone call's over. I'll be right over there.
The morning show requires a short leash.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.